The Phantom of the Opera, a dangerous meeting. The 10th floor of the opera house was a dangerous place. There were hundreds of ropes going down to the stage. It was a long, long way down. Raoul and Christine sat in a dark corner, and Raoul took Christine's hands. Her face was white and tired. "Listen, Raoul," she said quietly. "I'm going to tell you everything, but this is our last meeting. I can never see you again."
"No, Christine," Raoul cried. "I love you, and we..."
"Shh! Quietly! Perhaps he can hear us! He's everywhere in the opera house, Raoul!"
"Who? What are you talking about, Christine?"
"My angel of music. I couldn't meet you last Saturday because he came for me and took me away. I was in my dressing room in the opera house, and suddenly he was there in front of me. I saw the boss for the first time. He wore black evening clothes and a mask over his face. He took me through many secret doors and passages until we were deep under the opera house. There is a big lake down there, and the waters are black and cold. He took me across the lake in a boat to his house.
He lives down there, Raoul?"
Raoul stared at her. Was this beautiful Christine mad? Christine saw his face and said quickly,
"It's true, Raoul, it's true! And he is the Phantom of the Opera! But he's not a ghost or an angel of music, he's a man! His name is Eric, and he loves me. He wants me to be his wife. He said that no woman could ever love him because of his face. He was so unhappy. Then he took off his mask, and I saw his face."
She began to cry, and Raoul put his arms around her.
"Oh, Raoul, he had the most terrible face. It's hideous. I wanted to scream and run away, but where could I run to? He had the face of a dead man, but he's not dead. He has no nose, just two black holes in his face. And his eyes, sometimes they are black holes, sometimes they have a terrible red light."
She put her face in her hands for a second. Then she said, "I felt very sorry for him, Raoul. He wants me to love him. And I told him...
"No, Christine, no. You're going to be my wife. Come away with me at once, today. You can't go back to him."
"But I must," Christine said quietly.
"He knows about you, Raoul. He knows about us. He says he's going to kill you. I must go back to him."